Halacha is anybody goes near a mace within his dalad amis, he becomes tamei mid rabbanin negayet eating truma. Like Rashi says, Chachamim gozlu sheya mace metama kol anichtas biarba amis kenei shlo yar golach letarois lekarv loy. Anybody that not even it doesn't have to touch the mace, who just goes near the mace, dalad amis near the mace, he becomes tamei mid rabbanin that he can't eat truma until he goes to the mikvah. The time that Tuni learned this also, Chotzer HaKever, you have a Chotzer where the Kever is, Ho'imed B'Tech, somebody standing inside this Torah. But for who Sheyir Boy Arabamis, only if there's Arabamis in this Chotzer. Because a Chotzer is like a place by itself, so people know you're not near the mace, you're in a Chotzer. Dirse Be'Shamay holds, Be'Sil Loimim Arba Tfochim. Now, even if the Chotzer is only Arba Tfochim, that's also called the Mokim by itself, but here everybody knows you're not by the mace itself, therefore you're not Metama. But the Medvah Mamurim She Pischa Melmala, if the opening is on top, Ava Pischa Melasav, the opening is on the side, the Divri Yakol Arbamis, no, that within that the space has to be Dal Damis. Then it's Nikra, it's a space by itself, it's not near the mace. For the Gemara Pumfa Ker Klapalai, just the opposite, Adabab, just the opposite. Minat Sad, if the opening is on the side,
then we say Midrech Vinothik, who just like slide down on the side. So there it's okay, there's no gzer who become tummy. Mashenkin milmala, if the entrance is on top, then he should lay mile. It's like not possible that he wasn't oil. He didn't become an oil over the mace, so then fakir, then he should become tummy. El or rather learn like this. When do we say the ishurim she pischa minatzad, if the opening is on the side? Ava pischa milmala, but when the opening is on top, arbamas, then for sure it has to be the size of daladamas. If it's less than Dal Damas, then we're afraid that you would become a tumah because you go over the oil of the mace. And again, the Hanan Mili, when was this said? Tafke Chotzer HaKever. Only if you're in the Chotzer, like the outside courtyard, before you go into the basic forest like. The Misayimah Mechitzasa. Everybody knows clearly exactly where the Mechitzas are, so there we're not afraid that you'll come to touch to become tummy from the mace. Avo Mace Bialma, Pravistam, you have a mace in the stam in an open place. Then Tophis, that's the halacha that whoever comes within the Dal Damas of the mace, midi rabbanon, he becomes tummy. As is nukzera like, oichle tyrus, should not become tummy. So it made the gzera, even though you don't even touch the mace, not even in the same oil as the mace, but as long as you're within his Dal Damas, with that alone, you're Tophis, you become a tummy. Alright, we'll stop here.
You have hold enough memdal Roman Aleph. The last Gemara again was a shallow was that the mace was Teufis Arab Amis Latuma on top of the Gemara. And the Gemara said that when the Rabbonin, that whoever goes near a mace within the Dalar Amis, he becomes Tamei, that he can't eat Truma until he goes to the Mikvah first. Then the Gemara said, Alocha, by a Chotzer HaKever. That means right outside where they used to have the Mora, the cave where they used to bury the Mason, there was a little Chotzer outside. So that we said the Chotzer is Tor. Even though it's near Dalar Amas to the mace, but since it's a Mokkah Mesuyim, everybody knows this is a Chotzer, so the Chotzer doesn't have this Gzerah to become Tomei. Then the Gemara said that Basila wanted to say only if the Pesach, the opening to the Chotzer, is on top. But if it's on the side, you don't have this Kula. So Gemara then says just the opposite. The Gemara says, Adarabba, Minatzad, if the opening is on the side, then Midrach Benofik, you just go right down. Mashenki Malmala, if the opening is on top, then there should be Xerim, maybe you would touch it, you'd be an oil on top of the mace. So therefore the Gemara says, Ela the Medvah Mamurim, Shepischa Minatzad, when the opening is on the side. Then we have this Kula that even though the Chotzer is only Dalet Fochim, it's Tor. Ava Pischa Malmala, whenever the opening is on top, Arabamas, then when is the Chotzer Tor? Only if the Chotzer is wide enough of Daladamas. Now, Bahani Mili Chotzer HaKever is only if it's a Chotzer of the Kever. The Messiah Mechitzasa, like we had this far, was that a Chotzer, the size, the Mechitzas on Nikr, you could tell it's a Mokkim by itself. So you won't come near the mace itself. Avo Mace be Alma Tophis. For the Astama Mace, and there's no walls, Astama of own Mokkim, then we say whoever goes within Dal Damas of the mace becomes Tamim with the Rabbonin that he can't eat Shumma until he first goes to the Mikvah. Yeah, this we learned yesterday. Now the new Gemara. The Pasuk also says, Miyu ish asher eris isha. Who is the person that just married, made kedushin with his wife? and did not make nisuyin. So now if there's a mechoma, mechemes or reshus, he does not have to go out to fight, but rather he just stays by the worm and just gives out the food and the water. So Tana Rabbanan, what's the price like this? Asher Eres, that he made Kedushin. So Echad Amar says a Psula, whether he married a Psula, a lady that was never didn't live with a man yet. The Echad Amar says Amona, whether he made Kedushin now with an Amona, a lady that was a widow, that was already married. The Echad Shemeres Yavim, or else the case where your brother died, and now his wife is a Shemeres Yavim. The Yafilu, even in the case of Chamisha Achin, where there were five brothers, Umeis Echad Miemba Mechama, and one of the five brothers died now by Muhammad. The locker is Kulan Chayzrin, that all four of them that's alive now have a right to go from the Muhammad, because we don't know which one of them is going to be Miyabimo. Then the Pasuk says, Loilokach, he didn't marry yet, for Loilokach says Loilokcha. What does that mean? Prat Li Almon, it should have just said Loilokach, and it says Loilokcha, like he made Kedushin, but it didn't make Nisuyin yet. So what's the extra lashon of Loilokcha? Prat, it comes to exclude Li Amon L'Kohen Gadol, that if a Kohen Gadol married an Amona, since he's doing an Avera, there he has no right to go home from the war. He has to stay by the Mechama. Who had in Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hedjet? And who had in Mamzeros and Asim Li Yisrael? And Bas Yisrael L'Mamzol Nosin? That since it's the Avera, for this type of the Kedushin, even though they just got married, and they didn't have Nisuyin yet, they have no right to leave the war. They have to stay by the Mechama. So Gemara says, if so, Leima, let's say Lechur, the like Rav Yosi Aglili. This is not like Rav Yosi Aglili Shita. Why? The Rav Yosi Aglili, if it goes according to Rav Yosi Aglili, Ho'omau, he himself says that when the Pasuk says, Ha'yorei v'rach ha'levav, the Pasuk also says, if somebody is afraid or has a soft heart, so he's allowed to go home from the war. What does that mean, v'rach ha'levav? That means, zeha misyora me'avera shabiyodai. If somebody's afraid of the averis that he has. So the kids of somebody that has averis, he's allowed to go home. Says, so how could you tell me here, an almona, they got married to a kohen gadol, since he's doing an avera, he should be able to go home? So the chur, since we are saying that when they got married the avera, they're not allowed to go home, so the chur, that's not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That even though they have Averis in the hand, still they have no heter to leave the Mechama. So Gemara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even if you want to say this last brice, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Kid Rabba, like Rabba, I'll tell you. To Yom Rabba, Rabba says that Li Oilom Ein Achayev Ashayivel. That Kohen Gadol was also to marry an Amona, the Yisr is not Peshas to Kedushin. The Averis is only the Biyah if they live together. So the kids here were talking about that he married her, but he didn't live with her yet. So therefore it's not called he has an Avera. So since he does not have an Avera yet, that's the reason why he does not have a right to leave the Mechama. Now my Tam Layikach, he learns what's the time that Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amona? Mishum Layichalo. Only because he's going to make Chilulim. That means when he lives with her, he'll be Mechalol her, and the children will come to be a Cholo. So Mishum Hochi, therefore, ain't a loika at Sheyivol. Therefore, Rabbi holds that an Amona gets married to a Kohen Gadol, he only gets Malkus when they have Bia. But before they live together, the Kedushin itself was not an Avera. So therefore, that's Pshat the Braisa, that if the Kohen Gadol married the Almona, even though he did not do an Avera yet, but still, that Kedushin is not a nice Kedushin, they weren't supposed to get married. So therefore, if he went to the war, he has no right to go home. That's not cool, like he got married and he has a heter to go home. If you marry your wife that you're allowed to stay married to, you're allowed to live with her, then the Torah gives you a heter to go home. But if you marry the lady that you're not allowed to stay married to, then you have no right to go home. Turn around, Bono. We're going to the Brice, it says like this. Asher Bono, the Pasuk says, different peturim, that when they go out to have a Mechemes Rishus, if you did certain things, you have a right to go home. So Asher Bono, if somebody builds a new house, and he didn't live there yet for a year, he has a right to go home. Asher Nota, somebody planted a kerem, a vineyard, and didn't use it yet, he has a right to go home. Asher Erish, then the Pasuk says that he got married, made Kedushin, and they didn't make Nisuyin yet, he also has a right to go home. So that's the say that the Pesukim talk about. So this, the Braisa says, that Limda Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah comes here to teach us Derech Eretz. That means, Sheyivna Odom Abayis, a person should first build a house. The Yita Kerem, then they should plant a vineyard like they have Panoso. The Yachakach Yisa Isha, and then they should go and get married. In other words, first let them have a house, a place to live in, and Panoso, then they should get married. The Yach Shloima Oma Bechachmosoi, Shloima Melech also said with his Chachma, that he's going Bachutz Melachtecho, prepare outside your work, the Atudo Basodeloch, and Acher Benisa Besecha, then afterwards you first build a house, like plow the fields, then you first build a house. What does the pasuk mean? Hochein b'chutz m'lachtecho zebayis. First go and build yourself a house. Then the pasuk says, v'atido b'asod delocho. That means, zekerem, go plant yourself a vineyard. Make sure you have panosa. Then acher b'nisa b'secho. Then build a house. What does that mean? Zu isha. So that's to say that you should do. First have a place to live in and a panosa and then get married. So b'racher, another pshat is, Hochin b'chutz m'lachtecho, what does that mean? Ze mikra. First make sure you know chumash. No nach. Tanach. Vi atido b'asod elocho ze mishnah. Then go learn mishnayis. And achra b'nisa b'secha ze gemara. That's to say that you should learn. First learn chumash, then mishnayis, then learn gemara first. Because the gemara, that's the tam of the mishnayis sin. So first you should know mishnayis. So v'rach or another pshat is like this. Hichoin b'chutz m'lachtecho, prepare your work outside, ze mikra. U mishnah, it goes on both. First learn chumash and mishnayis. V'atido b'asod elecho, ze gemara. Then learn gemara. Then what's the last thing of acher or benisa b'secho? Elu ma'isim tovim. Then you should be medagded to make sure you do ma'isim tovim, do nice actions. After you learn Torah, then the ma'isim tovim you do will be api derech ha-Torah. Then you do milsa de chasidus, nice actions. Or some say if you start doing the ma'isim tovim first, like, you won't get around to learn. So first you have to make sure you learn, and then you go to do the ma'isim tovim. Reb Lezer ben Ashi Yosef, Lilu Yomer, Hochein b'chutz m'lachtecho, what does that mean? Ze mikra mishnah gemara. Means first learn chumish, mishnayis, and gemara. Then the pasuk says, v'yatido ba'asod eloch, that means elu ma'isim tovim. Then you go do ma'isim tovim. And what does acher or benisa be'secha mean? Dorish v'kibbul schar. Then go out and darshan, go out to teach others, and make sure other people also be in the kind of the Torah. That comes last. And then you'll be kabbal schar for that. Right, and then the Mishnah says, these people, even though they built something new, they have no right to go home from the war. Somebody just built a house by his gate where the shomer, the watchman, stays. Tony would learn like this. In another case, the Mishnah said is that if his house caved in, and he built it up exactly the way it was before, for that he has no right to go home. If he wasn't Moisev, didn't add anything new, just build it up the way it was before, that's not such a simcha, he has no right to go home. But Reb Lezer Oimer, no, Tony would go to the Braisa, Im Hoisev by Dimos Echot, if he added one thing to it, like one new part of the house, then Choyzer, then you have a right to go home. Rashi says, I mean, Shura Shalavonim, if you had one more layer of bricks, whether to make it higher or thicker, that's called already a bayis chodesh, you have a right to go home. You have lezer goyner, af ha bayis, af ha boyner bayis, levonim, bisharon, is lehoyachoyzer. If you build a house of bricks in this place, sharon, you don't have a right to go home. Tony, we learned why. Like the houses they built there were not solid houses, they used to cave in, break down. Every twice in 7 years, they had to rebuild it. So the kids said they were not permanent houses, therefore it's not such a simcha, you can't go home for that. But the elu, the next category was, shein zazim im kaimam. They don't even have to go to the war in the first place. They don't leave home at all, they have a right to stay home. Like the case before was, you go to the war, just they tell you, you don't have to fight, you just stay there, help them fix the roads, and give water and food. But this last category does not even go to war at all, they stay home. That means, bona bayis chodesh v'chanochay. You build a new house and you started to live there, but you did not live out the year yet. That first year, you're allowed to stay home. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. The pasuk says, isha chadosha. If you married a new wife, ein li al isha chadosha, new wife. Almono grusha, meaning, how do you know if you married a widow or a grusha? Talmudai me isha mikol makam. Any wife you marry. In Cain, if so, ma talmudai me isha chadosha. Why does it say a new wife? It means, misha chit shalai, she's new to you. But yotze goes out, masi grushosai. If you remarry, you're grushosoi. For that, you have no right to go home. Shein chadoshlo, that's not called new to you. Only if you marry the new lady that she's new to you, then you have a right to go home from the war. But if you married somebody, you gave her a gift, and now you remarry her, for that you have no heter to go home. Tana Rabban went like this. Lo yotza batzov, you don't go out to war. Yocho batzovu de lo yotza, maybe only doesn't go out to have war, to fight. Avo yaspik mayinu mozen, but maybe you should be there by the boundary to give them water and food. The yisakin adrochem, and also prepare the roads. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, no. For lo yavar olav, he doesn't go away at all. L'chol dover, for nothing. He doesn't have to leave home at all. He stays home. Yochel, I would have thought this so. Shani marba. Af ha-boyne bayis loichanochoi. Maybe even the case where you build up a new house. V'loichanochoi. And you did not live there yet. Or else not a kerem loichilloi. You planted a kerem, but v'loichilloi. You did not use it yet. Or else eres isha v'loilocho. You take and made kedush, you made eresin. But v'loilocho, you didn't take it yet. He didn't make Nisuyin yet. Talmud Leiman, this the Pasuk says, Olav, no. It says, Olav, yeah. Layavar Olav, only on this first cases. The cases where you already married her, just you didn't live with her 1 year yet, or you already lived in the house, but not a complete year. And that's the biggest simcha, that's called Nokia, then you stay home. So, Olav v'yatamavir, avalatamavir l'alacherim. There are other cases that you do have to go. Once it says layaver, if so layetziv atzava lomli, what do I have to have the pasuk? You should not go to have mecham layetziv atzava. On this we darshin laver olav b'shnei laven. You should know he's over two laven. And in such cases where you just build a new house and you live there, but not the year, there are two laven for you to go out to have mecham. Don't think like it's only a heter not to go. But if you want to go to have mecham, it's muta k'mashm lano. There are two laven that we have, we are not supposed to go. They allow him not to go to have mecham. You have to be noki yil vesecha. You have to be home that year, the first year that you got married, the first year you just started to live in a new house, and the first year you have your kerem. That complete year, you're noki. You have to stay home and not go to mecham at all. Sakti Mishnah. Then the pasuk says, v'yosvu hashoytrim adabur elom. Then the shoytrim, the policemen, continue to speaking more. In other words, first the Kayin, Meshuach Mechama, spoke to the Yanshe Mechama, and then the Shoytrim went to speak. So Rabbi Kiva Reimer, the Kiva says, when the Pasuk says, Hayorei V'rach HaLevov, if somebody is afraid or has a soft heart, he has a right to go home, Kemashmo, it means the way it says it, Shein Yochol Lamad V'Kishri HaMechama, it means somebody has a soft heart, and he can't stand to see war. For Leroy's cherev shlufa can't see the way a cherev, the sword, will be used. So such a person has a heter to go from the war. That's what Rabbi Kiva dashens. Kipshutai, hayorev v'racha levav means your heart is too soft. You can't take to see war. Rabbi Yosef lili yoyme no. Hayorev v'racha levav zehu hamis yorev min averus shav yodai. Not time you can't take war. And that the Torah says, no, you have to. Leitiru mehem. You know what I have, yira. But rather means if you know you're a Baal Avera, you did Averis, and you're afraid because of the Averis you'll be killed by the war, that's called Hayorev Arach HaLevav. He has a heter to go home from the Muhammad. Lefikos, therefore, Tosoloi HaTorah, the Torah put this heter in, as Kol Elu, all the other ones also, Sheyas will be Glolim, that they have a right to go home. In other words, if the only heter would be because the person has Averis, so it'd be a big busha. If somebody will see you going home from the Mechama, people will know. You know why he's going home from the Mechama? Because he's a big Baal Averis and he's afraid of his Averis. So he'll be embarrassed. So therefore the Torah gave other heterim also. Name, if he has a Bayis Chodosh, if he has an Isha Chodosh, if he has a Kerem Chodosh. So now that he goes home, people will know it's because he has Averis. People will think maybe because he has a new house at home. He has a new Kerem, he has a new wife. So therefore the Torah gave other heterim also not to embarrass the person. Reb Yosi Yomer. Reb Yosi says, "Almona l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyit, mamzeros enosin el Yisrael, or else bas Yisrael amamzel nosin, hareyu ayorev rachalevov." These are all succeeded doing averus that they have a heter to go home, even though before we learned not like this. We learned out this kedushin, you have no heter to go home. But he holds yes, This is called Hayorav Rachalevov Yaz Heter Gahom. The Pasuk says, V'hoye kechalois ha-shertum adavri alom. When the shertum finished talking to the Yam, Ufotu sorei tzvois b'roisham. Then they appoint the sorei tzvois, the heads of the army, at the beginning of the Yam, b'roisham. So Idashina means b'roisham u'biyakibo shalom. And at the end of the Yam, at the beginning and at the end. What does that mean? Ma'amidim sekifun ofneim v'achreim. We put up their strong people at the beginning of the Yam and at the end. Yeah. Lufneim v'achreim. Mi'achreim ukshilim shel barzob yedeim. And they have mamish like they have swords of metal or shields of metal in the hands, like Rashi says. Lishmar shlo yinoisu, to make sure the people don't run away from the war. Ukshilim means kain chitim. They have like arrows. Shekurim v'riosh. That what the Mishnah says. V'chol amavakish lachzor, whoever wants to go home from the war. Harishus biyodoi, that the shaitrim, these people have a right, lekafeach eshukov, hit them on the thigh. Notice to tell them you're not allowed to. If you don't have a heter to go home, just if you want to run home, it's an avera. You're not allowed to run home from the war. And we tell them why, shetchilas nisa nefila, because the beginning of losing is by running away.